What if forensic audits like the one going on now in Arizona actually end up yielding compelling proof, solid evidence, that China was actively involved in election fraud on a large scale and that the fraud perpetrated was aimed at installing Joe Biden as president? What if? We have to at least consider the question, don't we? Of course we do. That said, it's one thing for there to be election fraud. That happens in every election. Every major one, anyway. The larger the election, the more people and the more geographic space covered by an election, and the more important that election is perceived to be, the more fraud there is likely to be. But successful election theft is something else. The alteration of an election by targeted systematic means of attack coordinated to flip an election from one candidate to another is something else. Then add in the fact that the candidate you're wanting to flip the election away from got more votes than any president in history in the very election that you're trying to flip to a man who couldn't seem to draw much more than flies to any of his campaign events, while the incumbent drew unprecedented crowds all across the country. And, well, you get the picture. It's a very hard one to flip. Or maybe a better way of putting it is that it would be a much more challenging one to flip. It would require a lot more coordinated, focused, determined effort and resources to flip. But all of this adds up to little more than speculation and conspiracy theory without evidence, right? Right. And that's where the forensic audit of the Arizona election comes in, and things sure are getting interesting down there, let me tell you. Now, before diving further into that, if you appreciate content like this, please subscribe to the channel. This channel is new and requires a lot of my time to get it off the ground, so sharing videos, liking videos, and subscribing to the channel helps a lot. And if you want a deeper dive into subjects like this, sign up for the weekly newsletter at hellraiserreport.com. Now back to Arizona. One thing that seems to be becoming clear is that the routers used in the audited election are such a critical piece of evidence that they are not being handed over to be audited. This despite subpoenas having been issued, which strongly indicates that these routers contain evidence that certain people are desperate for the world not to see. This resistance to complying with subpoenas is happening at the same time that many experts who have accessed available data are now convinced that China interfered in the November election, but that doesn't make it so, of course. Evidence has to be acquired and processed thoroughly in the full light of day before we can say something like that with ironclad certainty. But the way that one side is treating these routers sure does indicate that something very incriminating is just waiting to be brought to light once those routers are handed over. A couple of weeks ago, this idea was fleshed out a bit in an interesting way in a post made by Praying Medic, and I'm going to link to that article below in the description. I encourage you to check it out if you get the chance. Reading that article and others recently has inspired me to look ahead towards serious bridges that we may have to cross in the near future when it comes to the subject of election integrity and the potential consequences of not having election integrity in 2020. If the initial question regarding China's involvement in the election is answered a certain way, then other questions have to jump to mind. Questions that are difficult, challenging, and could put us to tests that we've never had to face before, at least not on this level and at the scale. One of those questions is, can we count on anyone doing anything about it, even if rock-solid evidence along these lines does come to light? Can the strained artificial union under an increasingly tyrannical Washington, D.C. survive such revelations, whether anyone wants to do anything about them or not? Would we be better off without D.C. anyway, and might this be a catalyst for dissolving what has clearly become an acutely abusive and dysfunctional system that has DC constantly dragging us all in a more Orwellian direction? Maybe correcting the stolen election, if there was a stolen election, maybe that isn't the best thing that can come from all this after all. Maybe revealing the phony freedom and contrived political puppet shows of the deep state for what they are is the best thing that we can get here. Maybe that revelation is the trigger that will finally inspire us to pursue true freedom apart from Washington, DC. If you appreciate this perspective, subscribe to the channel, and if you want a deeper dive into subjects like this, sign up for the weekly newsletter at hellraiserreport.com.